Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Sarah Golseth, sitting in for the first half of today's program for Andy Bates, who is still feeling a little under the weather, unfortunately. We have some great conversations ahead of us today. Hope you can stick around for them. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin on our website, kfuo.org, and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. In studio with me today, fabulous to have you here again, Juliana Schultz, Program Manager for the Lutheran Young Adult Corps for the LCMS Office of National Mission.
Great to be here.
Thanks for coming down and spending some time again with us.
My pleasure.
Only had you on a couple of times in the last couple months, but there's always exciting things happening.
Yep, always something new to talk about, absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. Yep. And I think you've had a new spot running, for us about some things we'll be talking about in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So I know I think we bring this up like every time we have you on, but your degree that you got when you were in Chicago, I know, every time. It's so interesting though.
It is. Oh, well, and that's why I got it. Because it was, I looked at what I could study and said, that's what I wanted to know more about.
Yeah.
So I did my undergrad at Concordia Seward and got my DCE certification. But then as I was serving a parish up in Chicago, got a degree in social justice and community development from the Institute of Pastoral Studies in Loyola.
That's a really cool sounding degree.
It's a really cool sounding degree, but it was also a really fascinating one for me, having grown up doing summer events and international mission trips with my church, and being really fascinated about that intersection between mercy work and service and the church and our community, and what is God calling to us to be in our communities, and how is that supposed to work both theologically and when looking at different kinds of issues, like everything from housing to food to education. So,
yeah. Well, there's so much that the church can do, and a lot of times it's that struggle of not really knowing how to do it.
Exactly. So a lot of the things I studied were things like asset-based community development and Christian community development, those kinds of things, to give us a framework to be able to say, this is kind of how we think about or how we plan to do work as a church in our community, and do it effectively, and doing it in a way that promotes kind of long-term sustainable growth within the community.
And effectiveness is something I think that's actually really hard. It's one of those ambiguous things that's hard to grasp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And for me, I got into it for one reason. I got into it because I thought, well, this will tell me more about how to do specifically service work and short-term service trips. But really, got a whole set of tools that I was like, man, our church really needs that. Our church really needs some tools around how we do mercy work and how we go out and share that gospel message in our community. So,
for sure.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah. It is. I'm glad that I did it. And I really feel like this working here for Lutheran Young Adult Corps gives me a great opportunity to use those tools kind of in a really unique way.
Yeah. So. It bridges really nicely.
I think so.
Yeah. So Lutheran Young Adult Corps.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But just in case we have some new people that don't know what it is, what is Lutheran Young Adult Corps?
So Lutheran Young Adult Corps is a new program that's going to launch in June of 2017.
That's coming up.
It is coming very quickly. and it's going to give young adults 18 to 26 an opportunity to serve long term in places serve in churches, in campus ministries with RSOs and community organizations, to live there in community with one another, and to really kind of dig into service in a particular place there.
Sure. So long term, what does that really mean?
So for us, the shortest term we have is 10 weeks. So that's from the start of June to the middle of August. Then our longer term is 10 months. So that's the beginning of August all the way through May.
That's a long time.
Yeah, run them back to back, so they're kind of always moving in and out of the same house and with the same organizations in a lot of ways. But what it's really going to allow them to do is for students to take that summer and really serve not just for a week or a few days, but for a good length of time, really learn more about what it is to be in service in that particular community.
Sure.
And then 10 month is a lot like a gap year. Mm-hmm. So in lots of countries, it's a really popular thing to take a year in between high school and college. And there's a lot of great statistics that say that that's a really helpful thing for some students to have a structured year that they take as a break in between those educational pieces.
Sure.
And so we're going to give that opportunity to really live in a place for almost a year and for them to get some experience. Really, we're targeting students who are in transition. So students mm-hmm. who are coming out of high school, students who are in college already and go, oh, no, I want to change my major, but I don't know what to.
Yeah, that's a pretty common thing.
It is a really common thing. And college is expensive. And so sometimes students don't want to take another year of classes they don't know if they're going to use.
Well, it's a fantastic way to broaden skills at the same time while you're serving and doing something really good for a community.
Right. And, you know, we have students who are already saying, like, I'll be coming out with a degree. Not sure what I want to use that degree for.
Sure.
And so then they want to come out and get some experience. It's a good thing to add to their resume.
Yeah.
For them to be able to try some life skills.
Yeah. Well, and those are a lot of things that you don't necessarily get in college. If you're constantly in classes, you know, you don't really get the interaction maybe with different peer groups or, you know, learning just how to be as an adult. That's something that some people don't always pick up in college. So it's, you know, these kinds of programs are awesome for that.
Yeah, I call it adulting light.
Yes.
So they get to try. They get to try being an adult. I mean, they're going to live independently. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to manage their own money. They get a stipend every month that they have to manage to pay for their food and their personal items. But we cover the cost of their housing. We cover the cost of their utilities. We set up the housing. There's support systems in place to make sure that they're not. You know, we have people that help them if the toilet floods, and we make sure that they don't eat just ramen for 10 months.
Yeah,
those get scurvy or something. But
that would be a problem.
So they get a chance to kind of practice a lot of those life skills, but then also do it in a safe and secure environment as they serve.
So. Sure. So what kinds of places are these going to happen?
Well, right now... we are still working with those community partners to finalize how we're going to be doing those things, where they're going to be working exactly. But we've had lots of conversations with churches who have different programs in their community, everything from working with the homeless to doing before and after school care to, you know, just wanting to have a better grasp of who's in their community and to reach out. We've talked to some campus ministries. We're in Boston and Philly, which both have a pretty significant university presence.
Yeah, definitely.
So helping churches to get into those campuses and be able to interact with those students and share the gospel. We have some places that they'll actually be helping to bring in other groups of short-term mission trips in the summer.
That's
cool.
Kind
of thing. So we really have everything from coordinating volunteers to some administrative work to working with kids to working with immigrants and refugees. So
a wide variety.
Yeah, we're certainly not targeting a specific student. As I tell students who are asking, I'm like, if you're here and you want to serve and you really feel like this is where God's calling you to, we'll find a way to use the skills that you have.
So any skill set that you have, you can find a way to use it.
Yeah, our requirements are more about, you know, they need to be members of the LCMS church. They need to be willing to be flexible. They need to be willing to step out of their comfort zone.
That's a big one.
They need to be able to be self-starters and to be independent. But outside of those things, in terms of specific skill set, we'll use whatever God puts in front of us to be able to meet the needs of those churches.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you mentioned Boston and Philly. Are those the only two or are there others?
And then there's St. Louis and New Orleans.
Okay. So a nice smattering across the country. Yeah. Different. Are you looking more for urban settings? Is that kind of what you're going for there?
Yeah. Well, for us, the way the program works is we place between 4 and 8 participants in a spot. And in smaller settings, it's harder to do that.
Oh,
so
sure.
This kind of just leans itself kind of naturally more towards urban ministry.
Yeah.
Not exclusively. But that was really where we started, was where can we get a group of placements all together?
Yeah.
And so these are just where God opened the doors for us. We're going to be looking for different spots to see if we can add on to that. But
yeah,
at least for our first year, we'll have between 20 and 24 positions available for both of those terms.
Sure.
So, yeah, should be a good way to get off the ground and
yeah,
and try a variety of different things.
Yeah. So this long term, the 10-month program, that's starting in June of next year, is it?
So the 10-week program is where we start.
Okay.
So 10 weeks, June to August.
Got
and
it.
And 10 months will start in August.
Okay.
And then from then on, it'll just kind of just be a constant
just keep
rotation.
Rolling on. Yeah.
At least that's the hope.
That is God willing.
God willing. You know, I've been doing this job for a year, and up until very recently, it was pretty much all in my head.
Yeah.
So
that's exciting.
I have a great team
who's
helped us kind of work out all of the little kinks and plan ahead.
Super exciting.
But we're excited to see it in motion,
yeah,
for sure.
Now, the application process, is that just opened?
Application process just opened.
Yeah.
So
how does that all work then?
So there's an application that is, so if you're 18 to 26, you're interested in doing this. There's a basic application form. It looks kind of similar to what you would do maybe for a college application.
Sure.
And you then give us information for three references, a pastor, a layperson or another church worker, and somebody from your educational or work background. We follow up with them and we get those three recommendations back. We do things like background checks.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we have all that information compiled, then we'll Skype or just FaceTime or something to talk to each one of those participants. We'll do an interview just to kind of hear where they're coming from, where their passions are, where their gifts are at, whether they'll be a good fit for the program. We'll do a little theological interview that kind of just helps us figure out where they're at in their faith walk.
Sure.
And then we'll use all of that information and we'll try and place as many students as we can just based on what they have and what the needs are in the community. So that's the basic process. They won't know until we won't do formal placements until springtime.
Okay.
So they have plenty of time to get the application in. This is not not something but we wanted them to be able to think about.
Sure.
That 10-month commitment's a big commitment.
It is.
And so we wanted students to be able to go home at Thanksgiving and Christmas and talk to mom and dad and family about, you know, taking that year.
Yeah.
So
it opened this month and it goes through.
It goes all the way through the end of February.
End of February.
So you have
some time.
That's
a nice long time.
Yeah. Good long time for them to be able to look at the application and put it through. Hopefully you don't wait until the end of February. it makes my life a lot easier if people do it earlier. But there's no advantage for students to get them in earlier.
Sure. And that application is for both short-term and long-term?
Yep. So it's for both terms. It'll work the same for both. They'll hear a little bit sooner whether they're in for the summer program than they do for the 10-month program, but they run kind of concurrently.
Yeah.
The
short term and long term, they both are in those four cities, Boston, Philadelphia,
St. Louis.
That's
the plan at this point.
New Orleans.
Because it's our first year.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we opened up applications for participants at the same time we opened them up for our community partners. That's our churches
right.
and campus ministries. So those we're working through those applications as well.
Right.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we're just praying that God has it in His hands to put all those people in the right place at the right time. But yeah, that's the intention
that
at
is
this
the
point.
Intention. All right. So get those applications in,
yes,
young adults.
Yes.
Juliana wants you
want
to work
that.
For her. Awesome. So something else that's coming up a lot sooner.
A lot sooner.
In January at the Liberty Conference.
Yeah, well, running right next to the Liberty Conference.
Yeah.
So the Liberty Conference is happening that first week in January.
Yep, LCMSU Liberty Conference in Washington, D.C. in January.
Yeah, and because we have community partners there in Philly, Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries and Shepherd of the City, we contacted them and said, hey, would you host a sermon event for students that would run just kind of on the back end of that? So not everybody who's coming is going to be a part of the Liberty Conference,
sure.
But it's a great opportunity for students who are already going to be up there for the conference to come and join us and learn more about what's going to be happening in Philly starting this summer.
Do you know what you're going to be doing there yet?
Not precisely. I know we're going to be doing a little bit of work at Shepherd of the City, working on their facilities. There's a house on the property that's still where we're doing some work on, or they've been working on slowly over time. So we're hoping that we can contribute to that and some other pieces as well.
Yeah.
Just trying to put all those pieces together.
Yeah. Now, is there a way to register for that? Or
yeah. So if you go to the lcms.org and look at the calendar of events, it'll be up there. That has all the registration forms that you need. Or if you're registering for the Liberty Conference at, with their Reg Online, we're actually an additional piece. You can register and pay right then, and then we'll send you that paperwork afterwards. So
perfect.
Super easy. Either way works.
lcms.org. Find the Liberty Conference. Register for that one. So we have just a couple of minutes left. And I know the last, well, in May when you were here, you were talking about the event that happened. There was an event that happened over the summer, wasn't there?
Yeah.
How did that go?
I went really, really well. We had some young adults who came and served here in St. Louis. Most of them were local.
Yeah.
And they served here with some of our future community partners here, Christian Friends of New Americans, who spent the day cleaning up their the facilities that they use. And then we ran kind of a half-day VBS, which was
awesome.
A ball.
Of course.
Had a great time.
Kids are always fun to work with.
They are. And especially in the summertime, when they're coming out of school and they are ready to just be in motion.
Yes.
So
ready to play.
We had a great time. We had a lot of great help doing music and crafts and all of those things with them. And then the following day, we worked at St. Trinity in South City.
Yeah.
And we helped them kind of prepare their facilities for their summer camp.
Perfect.
So we were able to kind of help them get ready. So both those we hope are going to be community partners for us. So it was nice for them to get to see, get a taste of what that might look like and kind of the ministries. And in both places, we got to spend some time with the leadership there and talk with them. So it's going to be a little bit similar to what's in Philly. So we're hoping that we might be able to do something similar this upcoming summer. We haven't set a date on that yet. So
that would be really cool. Those are really great organizations to work with here.
Oh, absolutely. We have it's amazing, just the kinds of ministries and the people that are there who are interested in working with young people in places that you can serve that are doing great ministry.
Yeah, there's a lot of great organizations out there to work with.
Yeah.
It's great that you guys are partnering with some great community organizations. Mm-hmm. Before we're out, where can we find information about Young Adult Corps?
Young Adult Corps. So lcms.org/YACORPS is our main websites where you can get the application, or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lutheran YACORPS. So we'd love to have people connect with us.
Perfect. Juliana Schultz, program manager for the Young Adult Corps. More Faith and Family coming up next. Thanks, Juliana.
Thanks for having me.